Everybody going nuts on the dance floor. Seven minutes for keep punching it. Keep running. Go crazy, baby, so be wilding. Got an RT. Doing all three. No other rule. I'm going to get ready.
So come on. Cause this is a serious thing we are doing here. Man, I forget ready for scandal. And go nuts.
This is Paloma and Mary Jane, and we're here with Norwood Fisher, who's a founding member of the legendary Fishbone.
Yes, I'm here, and I play bass.
All right. Dig it, dig it, dig it, dance until my mama's sick. Build a nutmeg nation, brick by brick. Chances to flow and share to that. First off, it's such a pleasure for us to have this opportunity to chat with you. Fishbone is approaching its 30th anniversary. Did you ever think that you'd stand the test of time and prove to be so influential?
Well, you know, it was my intention to be around for a while. You know, music is my life. You know, I've been very fortunate. That's all I've done is play music as an adult. And I'm like, you know, I like to grow old and do it. I always say whether I do it for a living or not, I might be sitting on the front porch singing songs and playing bluegrass. I'll be playing music for the rest of my life, regardless.
Great, great. You're a lifetimer, a career musician. For our listeners who don't know the band's story, would you briefly tell us about your beginnings in South Central LA and then kind of bring us to today with a little brief history?
Yeah, we were a band that met at school, in the eighth, most of us in the eighth grade, and Angelo in the ninth. We began to play together in the ninth grade. That's the year 1979, which is bringing us to our 30th year now. We're playing music together. We played our first club show in 1983 and put out our first record in 1985. I still feel like a spring chicken about the loins when it comes down to it. So I got a long walk ahead of me. You know, been around the world, back again, time and over and over again, and I'm doing it all again right now.
Great. How has being based in Central L.A. influenced the music that Fishbone has and continues to put out?
You know, we put out a record called The Reality of My Surroundings. It's definitely just everyday life. It affects your creative output, what you see, what it goes through. And ultimately, the music that we encountered along the way, you know, we listened to the same radio stations that everybody else in the neighborhood listened to. We just knew that we could turn the dial and listen to rock stations. And we had broader, most of us had a broader spectrum of what was possible in music. But ultimately, we are a result of the sounds and the sights and sounds of South Central Los Angeles in the 70s and in the 80s when we were kids growing up.
So because today mainstream music is so heavily saturated with the same styles, is there anything you'd like to see change in the music industry in the future?
Well, yeah, there is. The more people broaden their horizons and allow different things in, diversity and cross-pollination only breed more creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just be open to more experimentation.
I've been listening to Stuck in Your Throat, and it still has all the energy and passion that I would expect from you guys. What's the secret to making your music stand the test of time?
Let me tell you about a girl I know. She had a drink about an hour ago, sitting in a corner by herself in a bar in downtown hell. She heard a noise as she looked through the door and saw a man she'd never seen before. Light skin, light blue eyes, a double chin and a plastic smile. Her eyebrow raised as he walked through the door and took an empty seat next to her at the bar. My brand new car is parked right outside. How'd you like to go for a ride? She said, wait a minute, I have to think. He said, that's fine, may I please buy you a drink? One drink turned to three and four, and then left me got into his car, and then drove away someplace.
Well, in our minds, we're still experimenting with things. So hopefully, we bring the youthful energy of experimentation, even though, you know, we're in our 40s. we try and keep our minds in a state of learning. And so we're excited about learning new things, and we want to bring that energy to the recording.
What are two things you'd like to see changed about the world we live in?
I would like to see all drugs legalized. I don't get high. I don't drink myself at all. Right now in my life, I have plenty, but I'm not like an AA, NA, you know, preacher kind of guy. But so as you can tell by me just saying, like, I think all drugs should be legal. But I think that would be something really positive. You take away the incentive for people to have to do crime, to get drugs, to sell drugs, to make the profits from it.
Mm-hmm.
People can open up stores and do regular business, or you take away the power of the black market.
Mm-hmm.
And drugs being illegal hasn't stopped one motherfucker from crime.
That's true.
So cocaine is big as shit. And from what I hear, heroin is right behind it.
Well, you can imagine all the tax dollars that could be generated.
Exactly, man. That's what somebody ought to be looking at. So I guess there's a lot of money made off it being black market materials as well. So, because it fuels the prison industry. And that's the part of it that I'm like, going like, well, that part is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like people want to get high, people are going to get high.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I think I like to see change in the world. It would solve a lot of things. And then take that same energy and just put it into education.
Right.
Awesome.
And put it in the program so when people make up their minds that they want to get off drugs, well, there's a program waiting for you that works.
Mm-hmm.
Helps you the states over, if that's what you need.
If you were to start a religion of your own, what would be the major tenets?
Marathon sex. sexual meditation.
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me. You're making us blush, but that sounds good.
And I think the world would be a better place as well. You know, make all sexual activities legal. I mean, not all, because the little kids and the animals need... little kids and animals need protection, but everything else should be fair. Prostitution, all of it, man. It should all be regulated, and there should be a church where sexual meditation is part of it. You could open up your mind with some pleasurable experience.
That sounds great. If that ever happens, I think I might have to join.
Yeah, well, you know, you probably never even thought about it before, but now you could find a partner. And you can say, figure out, like, what would sexual meditation be like?
Let's find God together.
Exactly.
All right, if you were asked to fill a time capsule the size of a microwave, and I don't know why a microwave, that's just the size that I thought of, to be open 200 years from now to represent the current state of the world, music, art, whatever, what would you put in it and why?
I would load up a 13-inch MacBook Pro and get a, what's that damn thing everybody listen to music on these days?
iPod.
iPod. Get me a MacBook Pro, iPod, load it up with information, get a assortment of sex toys, vibrators, pocket pussies, load up the iPod with DVDs of great movies like The Bad Lieutenant, Final Tap, Pink Flamingos, and music videos like Gigi Allen's Hated, and, you know, Pink Floyd's The Wall, and a bunch of porn, like, from every era, just for the show, like, the advances that people are making sexual athletics. Make sure that there was some Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and Bo Diddley, and some Jimi Hendrix, Parliament Funkadelic, and the Sexistful Bad Brains, Fear, the Weirdos. You know, I loaded up with a lot of, like, insane music from Captain Beefheart, Bob Marley, Black Uhuru, and just kinds of information.
Okay. That's great. I would love to be the person to open that time capsule. I'd like to open it today.
Get Anna, TV guy. Pick a TV guy from the middle of the last 3 decades.
That's great.
And the years that began with 5. The years that end with 5. Like 1975, 1985, 1995. And 2005, that's 4 decades.
Going back to the band Fishbone, you guys in the past 30 years have had the opportunity to tour with and collaborate with a variety of artists. Is there a particular band or genre that you'd like to work with again in the future?
The collaborations that we've done with Les Claypool and the Primus Dives are among my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
They're the weirdest, they're the funnest. I mean, they're super fun. We've done some collaborations with the Chili Peppers that are as fun as well. You can actually find Angelo collaborating with John and John Frusciante and Flea in a band called Hate.
Uh-huh.
Like, I saw that on YouTube the other day. I was there for most of those performances, and I'm like, man, those were good days, you know?
Yeah.
Any opportunity that we get to collaborate with the guys in T-Funk.
Because Fishbone lyrics sometimes make a social or political commentary on the world, how do you feel about other individuals in the media using their public power to dictate personal opinions about society to the public?
I like the fact that people feel free to express their political positions, whether I agree with them or not. I'm one of those people that don't think that you have to agree with everybody. Like, I really think free speech matters.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this. I might think that Imus is an asshole, but I don't know if I agree that he should have lost his job. It's like, I think free speech is at stake when it comes down to those things, and it maybe needs a longer, closer analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Come up with a solution to some assholes. And, you know, sometimes there's a danger of somebody with the wrong ideas could rally up all the racists in the United States, and we could have some real problems. What happened to true education? Like, let's start at the basis of this. We got an asshole president who became president because when he had the third lowest educational rating in the United States as a governor of Texas. So it's no wonder it's a gang of fucking idiot assholes running around with racist fucking ignorant ideologies. I can't look at George Bush and say, oh, he's a racist pig, but his policies on education promote ignorance. So put the money where your mouth is.
Right.
And that's the problem. That's where the problem starts. Releasing people into the culture from little schooling that don't have the ability to just, you know, read a newspaper properly or to count. You know, it's like, that's what you get.
What is one of your most memorable memories from being a part of Fishbone?
Oh, we had a pretty colorful existence here.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of stories to tell.
Well, is there something in particular that sticks out?
Actually, one of my favorite shows that we ever did, where I was worried that we'd be playing to nobody,
mm-hmm.
but we were doing a festival in Holland. Pink Pop was the festival, and we were playing at like 11:30 in the morning. And I was like, "Who the hell is gonna be here to see us at 11:30 in the morning?" 47,000 people showed up.
Wow.
And I've been playing off stage for years in front of all kinds of audiences. And in the middle of the performance, just it hit me, the impact of music on people. And it actually, like, it shook me. Like, I actually got nervous. And I knew that it wasn't us, it was the whole event, but it still felt like we were a part of something that was so massive that it was actually scary. And then, actually, that same festival was so intense for me because I got to play with Elvis Costello, maybe the only time we've ever been on a bill with Elvis Costello. We played at 11:30 in the morning. He played at like 9 at night. I never got to meet him that day, but that night he played to over 64,000 people, 65,000 people, with just him and acoustic guitar. And he just rocked the audience. And Bjork played that day, and so did R.E.M. And I was really excited about that day.
Wow, what a great memory.
Yeah.
All right, now you know we're pirates here at Pirate Pods. So we ask all of our musicians that we interview to give us their best pirate impression. So will you please give us your best pirate impression?
I'll kill your dog, I'll fuck your ma and kill your family. I'll rape your grandmama and I will sit on a corpse and pee. Hey, yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
That was fucking awesome. Thank you. And MJ has her final three questions that she likes to ask everyone.
Do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
Yeah, abso shiz lamente.
That's a great one.
I'm going to have to steal that one.
Yep, abso shiz lamente. We say rarin. That's our own slang. Actually, we got it from the movie Blazing Saddles.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, okay, that's where we got it from, rarin. That's a fishbone, classic fishbone slang term.
So what's your drink of choice?
Like I said, I don't drink anymore, but I created a drink a while ago. It's pretty goddamn powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's honey Jägermeister and tequila.
Wow.
Have you ever had honey Jägermeister?
I have, but not with tequila.
Okay, so you know that shit is sweet as fuck, right?
Yeah.
When I first drank it, I was like, oh, this shit'll be a hit on the schoolyard. I'm like, it's so sweet, little kids can drink it. All it is a little afterbite. I'm like, it's fucked up. I personally don't like really sweet drinks. So I was like, what can I cut this with? Put a little nuts on it and make it good for me. I was like, I'm going to cut it with tequila. And as soon as I drank it, I was like, okay, this shit is too good. Like, I called it a Mexican pedophile.
And the last thing I always ask is, how do you feel about eyeliner?
Some people need it. I actually have really heavy eyebrows and long eyelashes and don't need it.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much, Norwood. It's been such a pleasure to talk with you.
How do you feel about eyeliner?
I think it's hot.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I love men who are eyeliner. It's just a complete turn-on for me.
This is what I like to do with some eyeliner. I like to outline a pussy. Around, like, the whole entire pussy.
I haven't tried that. I'll have to try that.
A fully shaved, like, clean pussy. No hair anywhere. And then, like, take the eyeliner and draw on the vagina.
Well, I think that's a good way to end the interview.
Any last words?
It wouldn't taste good, though, afterwards. So I'm like, that's the holy grail. They have to get flavored eyeliner. Papaya or kiwi flavored eyeliner.
All right, I'll try that and tell you how it turns out, all right? Thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun.
All right. Have a nice Saturday evening.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Seems like you don't really care, you never really did. Maybe it all started back when you was a kid, and not a whole hell of a lot has changed from then till now. But I'm a new one that's this race from the buzz of a pow. Seems like it's been a long night in the prima donna. Now that you showed your ass, seems like all the lights are on. Excuse me, am I tripping over your ego or mine? Or is it at your ass that the sun does shine? The sun rises and shine out of your behind. Excuse me, am I tripping over your ego?